Listening to your new best friends podcast, and here are your hosts, Tabby and Mike.
Your new best friends podcast.
So hello everybody, and welcome back to another episode of your new best friends podcast, where we're here to fill that void in your life.
I'm Mike, and as always with my co-host Tabby, Tabitha Michael. We had a conversation yesterday. You have no idea what I'm going to talk about. But that's going to be a part of the opening. The other opening is I was going through the mail, and someone said that they haven't heard of Tabby Talks in quite a while.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah. And I was like, yeah, you know what? That's a good idea. And they asked that if she does do one, can she please do one on restraining orders? So you've dealt with that a few times in your life, and I'd love to hear you go on for about 60 seconds, if you wouldn't mind.
Yes. So I haven't actually dealt with restraining orders. But, you know, I feel like I'm knowledgeable enough about it to do 60 seconds Tabby Talk.
And go.
Okay, so as far as I know, they're super duper hard to acquire, right? You need someone to be stalking you like crazy, crazy, and not just stalking you. They need to be blowing up your phone, showing up to your house, maybe like stole some from you, vandalized. It could be all those things, but like you can't just do it if like you're annoying me.
Okay.
That's what I know.
I mean, 45 seconds.
I think it's easier if you have kids.
Okay. Is there certain distances or is there like...
I don't know.
Oh.
I don't even know. Like, most of my knowledge comes from It's Always Sunny, where like Charlie has a restraining order with the waitress.
There's certain distances. It can be extended.
Oh.
You might not be able to be in the same town.
Oh.
Yeah. 50 feet.
I would want one to be like 25 feet.
Just close enough to sniff me, but not close enough to touch me?
If you can smell me at 25 feet, we got a problem.
Oh, I can smell you.
You can't smell for shit.
Oh, that's true. But 25 feet?
Mm-hmm.
There's an old Italian gentleman who smells like butter every night. It smells so good. And I can smell him from quite a while away.
Wow.
Yeah, just...
Butter.
That's a good thing. That's what the kids are saying now.
Gotcha.
So, yeah, so you did terrible. Oh, no.
That's not in my range, like, my knowledge.
You said right before you started, I think I could tell you a good amount about restraining orders. Okay, so, the real opener. Yesterday, you disgusted me.
Oh.
There were several things that you said that offended me personally.
Oh, that's good.
Yes. You started off by saying that, well, I asked you a question about overrated candy bars.
Oh,
yes. You told me that Snickers were ass.
Number one.
Reese's Peanut Butter Cups were ass.
Yeah.
And I forgot your last one, but I was just so enraged by the first two that I didn't want to talk to you anymore.
Yeah, I can't remember what the last one was either now.
Didn't even matter.
Yeah, so Snickers could go for me forever. If someone said I can never eat another Snickers, that's fine.
That's stupid.
No.
It's the... Oh, you said the Hershey.
Oh, like a Hershey bar, yeah. Yes. 100%. That can go too. Yeah.
And I understand that one. It's just boring.
Any type of Hershey's bar. It could be the cookies and cream bar. No. It could be the dark chocolate. It could be the peanut one. I don't care. They could go.
Almond.
No. Almond. It can go.
I get the chocolate one, but everything else, you're wrong about. The cookies and cream one?
Okay, but first of all, so the Reese's cup, I say that because I can eat Reese's Pieces, Reese's Sticks, Reese's Fast Break. I mean, there is an onslaught of different options I can have for Reese's. So I'm not missing anything by just not getting the Reese's cups. Those can go forever. Snickers, it's boring. There's 1,000 variations on it. I don't really like caramel. I made that clear to you. And that's my prerogative on that. I understand you would suck some of the biggest dick for one Snickers bar. And I understand that about you.
That's misleading.
Would you not?
I would.
If I told you you could get a year's supply of Snickers, one every day.
White chocolate?
Whatever you want.
White chocolate Snickers?
I didn't even know they had white chocolate.
Oh, yeah. It's in the discount bin.
Of course.
It didn't do so well.
They just continued it. Yeah, they have.
Yeah, it was pretty good.
Yeah, that's not in my wheelhouse at all. I don't like white chocolate.
Again, disturbing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and your other hot take, also frustrating, about the movies that you said that were terrible?
No, I said the actors.
You said Superbad, awful.
Oh, right.
You said Step Brothers, bad.
Mm-hmm. No, I said that they, to be six honest, out of 10. I said thank you. So five is an average, they're six.
Yes, that's not good.
Okay, but you're making it sound like I said these are the worst movies of all time.
These are classics,
I said,
though.
I know, they're cult classics. And for cult classics, they are all solid sixes out of 10.
That's not good.
Nothing special.
You don't
nothing
date
special
sixes.
At all. Who's
you,
who?
You. I'll you date only date hard eights.
Listen. All I'm saying is if it wasn't for the fact that people just became a cult follower of those movies, they're not even that good. You watch them one time and you go, it's a good movie. How many times have you watched Step Brothers?
Oh my god, almost
really?
Every time it comes on TV.
Oh wow,
it's just good to have. It doesn't even matter when you jump in.
It's just so it's the humor of the time. Mm-hmm. I've said this to you before. Humor has definitely advanced, especially since back then. So I'll give it to you, I guess. Mm. Like, I watched the Austin Powers movies not that long ago, ooh. And I was...
Those do not carry well.
They didn't age at all. And I feel like that's what's inevitably going to happen with Superbad and Step Brothers. And what other ones did I say?
Superbad, you said Step Brothers. Mm-hmm. You said... Did you say Knocked Up? I don't know if you said
no, I didn't say Knocked Up. I said Pineapple Express.
Pineapple Express, there you go.
That's what I said.
Which is basically Knocked Up. Just
right, they're all of them, and they're all the same.
Mm-hmm.
They're all the same.
And they all did well. So what does that mean? What does that say to you? Like, I mean, it's just good.
What does it say about the box office? You know what I mean? Don't say.
Yeah, that's true.
Because look at the box office now.
But it's good. I will say, I believe that, what do you call that? I believe that, what's the one with that in the high school? Damn it. I just thought about it and I forgot it. You just said it.
The one in high school, Pineapple Express?
Superbad.
Oh,
sorry.
Superbad.
Yes, I do believe that Superbad,
mm-hmm.
that one will age well. It was a very coming-of-age kind of movie, and it was perfect.
I guess. It depicts the high school going into college, losing your friends, but that's it. I don't know. What was the other one? Was it Lean on Me or Stand by Me or something? The one with the kids?
Lean on Me was the one with the black principal with the bat.
That's not it, then. So this is the one with, like, the four kids who are running around, they're running along the railroad tracks?
Yeah, the Stand by Me one.
That's Stand by Me. Mm. They shouldn't be named like that.
Wow.
That one. Mm-hmm. That was like the old cult classic coming of age with like Sandlot and the Goonies. Like,
oh.
Those are all just like the cult classic coming of age movies. You have to have them. But are they fantastic? You know what?
But they're in. They're still, you still talk about
I know.
Them.
And you know what I'm saying is so against the grain. I don't feel comfortable.
No, go ahead. Go ahead. Yeah. I mean, Rookie of the Year, Little Giants. Come on, Little Giants.
I've never even heard of Rookie of the Year.
It's the one with a kid. Got like a surgery in his arm and he went to go pitch for the Cubs.
None of this is making any sense. What was the one with all the female women or all the women playing the all-female baseball team?
Oh, my favorite. Top three.
A League of Their Own.
All-time top three.
Really?
Movie. All time.
Really?
Yes, that one I will sit down and actually watch, not just
wow.
have in the background.
Wow. I didn't know this about you.
No, it's spectacular.
Okay, so everything. What three movies are your like get rid of then?
Get rid of forever?
That people love.
Oh.
That are like, I say, like, cult, you know, like, it's a cult classic, but it could go forever.
Scarface.
Ooh.
Godfather.
Oh, my.
The whole box set. And
1 through 13 is gone.
And Lord of the Rings.
Oh, my God. Now, are you not saying Harry Potter because your wife's Harry Potter
That's
fan?
True. I would have also thrown Star Wars in there, too.
Yeah, me too.
Mm-hmm.
And Star Trek. I'm with you on all of them, to be honest.
I mean, space, I mean... Been there, I think. Done that, possibly.
This is what we're saying is not popular opinion.
And yet, I don't care.
Yeah, I never got into Star Wars or any of that. But anyway. Whew, okay. Before we upset too many more people, maybe
yes.
we should just stop digging with the shovel?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we could do that.
Okay.
I got some
good.
Skittles in the locker, by the way.
Okay. Just, I have no interest in Skittles.
You'll say that till the box gets open, and then you'll slip one in your mouth.
Oh.
You don't want to taste the rainbow?
No.
Okay.
All right, are we ready for the first submission?
I think we are.
Okay. All right. Hey, best friends. Mike, I need your opinion as a guy. I've been with my boyfriend for over a year, and recently we moved in together. I noticed lately he's been lying about little things. He says he put something away and I look and it's still there. If I ask him if he cooked, he'll say yes when clearly there's no food. I asked him about it and he says just because he didn't do it yet doesn't mean he won't. What's your take on this?
Thank you very much
for your submission. Take it away, Michael.
So he pre-yeses things.
Yes.
Because he intends to do them.
But she's asking, did you do it?
So technically,
it feels like a lie. If I say to you, hey, Mike, did you bring in lunch? And then you say, yeah. And then I say, where's your lunch? And you say, I got to go get it.
Okay, so the better answer would be working on it or not yet.
Right, or I'm going to go get it.
Yeah, this is a dick move. It's fucking hilarious, by the way. Because things that could just be easily turned around and looked and like, oh, you didn't do anything.
Right.
That's funny.
So do you think that this is like, that the listener should be concerned that like these lies are, like they just moved in together.
Uh-huh.
So if you just moved in with your partner and now all of a sudden they're just like constantly like lying about the littlest things, would this draw like a flag for you?
I honestly, you get the benefit of the doubt for a little bit.
Okay.
You get a buffer period of, you're not used to this, so mm-hmm. I'll be cool.
How long is the buffer period?
Month.
Okay. So let's pretend our listener's 1 month in.
1 month in, this is still happening, then mm-hmm. that's a real problem.
What do you do?
I gotta have a conversation.
Well, they did?
It's just rolling off his tongue to lie so easily.
That's what I'm saying,
it's
right?
It's just so casual.
This is concerning. I'd be a little bit concerned.
Mm-hmm.
Just like dead in my face. Just like, yeah,
yeah,
I put it away.
Yeah, already made. Prepped and everything.
Mm-hmm.
What is it, lamb? I made lamb, I think. And there's nothing. There's hot dogs in the sink. It's like, oh, yeah, you got me.
It's gyro.
Yeah, that's, oof. You just moved in. You gotta,
It says they moved in together recently. So, if it's been about a month, I'm concerned. And I don't know if this is just, like, paranoid, but mm-hmm. it would make you concerned about, like, what else they're
yes.
lying
oh,
about.
Oh, of course. So casually in
yeah,
your face.
Yeah, it's like, oh, I'm going out with so-and-so, like, friends this weekend. Mm-hmm. And then it's like, well, I have no reason to believe you. Like, yeah. You told me you put, like, the potato chips away.
Yeah.
And there was 4 bags sitting on the table. Like, I don't understand.
This is not going to end well. This is why, and I know you hate this, mm-hmm. you should not move in until you're married. Mm-hmm.
Go ahead, sell this. Sell it.
All right, let me see what I can do.
For
this
Michael.
Reason alone, I feel like this isn't part of a relationship. The stress of living together shouldn't be an everyday part of a boyfriend-girlfriend kind of situation.
Mm-hmm.
It should only be for a marriage situation.
Mm-hmm.
Just like the sex. Now, granted, I would never wait. But for the people who do, I get it. Once you have sex, it complicates things. So save that for later. Once your bond is stronger.
Mm-hmm.
Then, and only then,
right.
should you move in and be penetrated. Amen.
So let me ask you this.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you so much for that from the pulpit.
Yes.
What if they were married and our listener is just figuring this out? Doesn't that make it twice as bad? Well, now you're legally bound to this person.
You did make a promise to God.
Uh-huh.
And the courts.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So,
and this other person.
Oh, yeah. Them too. Yeah.
And them. So doesn't this just make it twice as complicated?
But I feel like at that point, like... Mm-hmm.
I'd love to see you get out of this hole.
No, you should be willing to, like, work hard right now. If I critiqued you and we were just dating, it's more of like a be better kind of situation.
Mm-hmm.
Versus if I critique you and we're married, it's like we need to advance together. We need to grow together. And, yeah, that's it. That sounds fair.
Mm-hmm.
You get it?
I hear what you're saying, and I can see where you're coming from.
I think you're listening, but you're not really hearing me.
Okay, and that's fair if you think that.
Mm-hmm.
From what I'm interpreting,
okay,
it feels like you're, like what you're saying is mm-hmm. a good idea,
mm-hmm.
but it's not gonna work.
No, it won't work.
It's not meant to work.
No,
you're gonna have a high divorce rate.
Yes, that is
low
true.
Success rate. If people don't test run it by moving in together first. I honestly, listener, I think you're dodging a big bullet here. I think you're seeing a person for who they truly are before mm-hmm. you did tie a knot with someone and go any farther. I hope you're not in some, like, year lease agreement with them.
Mm, of course you are.
Yeah.
Nobody and... goes month to month.
And if you are, I hope you can get out of it. And I hope you can dodge this bullet. I wouldn't stay with this person. This is weird.
Now, how do you feel about... Sorry. Uh-huh. How do you feel about out-lazying them?
No. That, in my opinion, that doesn't work.
Have you tried it?
I have tried that. Oh. I have been there. I have done that. Trying not to do things just in spite of the other person. Mm-hmm. And then next thing you know, double the amount is piling up.
And then you have to do it all because and it then, gets right. to you.
And then eventually, 2-3 weeks later, you're like, oh my gosh, now I have double the amount of work to mm-hmm. clean up. If I had just kept up with myself, it would have been fine.
Now, how do you address somebody as a partner and not as like a parent almost?
I don't know. I think it's tough, right? Like, you have to say, listen, I don't feel like I'm being respected. Mm-hmm. I feel like I'm picking up more than I should be. Like, I think that's how you address a partner rather than, hey, you're being lazy, you're doing this. Like, that's how a parent would talk.
Yes.
And I think if you come to them as a partner and say, listen, I don't think, you know, I feel like I'm picking up extra slack and, you know, maybe you can help me out.
And you have to account for the inevitable spite, like, day or two of them not wanting to talk to you or acting slightly Ooh. Different. Oh, yeah, I do that.
Really?
It's not because I want to.
So if you get addressed by your partner mm-hmm. asking you to do something better,
yes,
you're spiteful.
For a little bit. Hmm. Just naturally. Okay, if I come up to you and said, hey, like, I enjoy making love to you, but please, can you, do you mind wiping your ass a little better before we do anything? You're going to be a little hurt. Like, nothing wrong with you. I mean, you took a shower, I saw that, but do you mind, like, getting in there, mm-hmm. please?
That's tough.
Yeah, and you're going to hate me a little bit.
I'm going to be, I don't know if it's going to be you. I'd feel more insecure about myself.
And then you'd either extra wipe or just wouldn't let me go by your butt.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
I think there's a better way to say that, though.
Please, go ahead.
Hey, why don't we take a shower together?
And then you just loof up my asshole?
Yeah.
That's not weird.
I mean, you could get in there and tell them, like, get in there because I'm about to get in there. I don't know.
That's hot.
I think it might work.
Every single time?
Yeah, that's the only thing.
Yeah, just stick your ass in the shower for me, please.
So is it because you're complaining of the smell? Because, like, the whole situation? Like, what?
Just the, I guess, the funk of the day is just...
What if you just buy a bidet?
That's a little too fancy for me.
They're like, and also, $30. They attach right to the...
So bidets. Mm-hmm. You wipe first, then you squirt it. Do you squirt, then wipe? Do you not wipe at all and squirt?
I would assume you squirt first.
Okay.
Then wipe, like a squirt and wipe situation. Like you're cleaning.
Yeah. I was under the impression for the longest time that it was just squirt, squirt, and then, like, be gone.
No, I don't think, no. I think you gotta still wipe it. Okay, do you have any closing advice for this listener? Well, what are your suggestions at all? Like, stay together? They should get married at this point? Is that where you're leaning?
I think everybody's got their quirks. If this is the worst, this isn't bad. But I don't like the lying per se. But just being sloppy, that's not a crime.
Okay, if you're only talking about the sloppiness, yes. Sure. I think this is more about the lying.
If it's about the lying, mm-hmm. then okay, bounce quick.
I would, yeah. To me, this is a huge red flag, listener. I would be gone.
I've never seen a relationship with two super clean people. Never.
Yeah, that's true. Usually one is more obsessively clean mm-hmm. than the other. But you have to be in the same ballpark. You can't have someone who's like a total fucking slob and someone who's like a clean freak.
Isn't that like how it works? Like the Odd Couple, though? Isn't that just what makes it work well?
I feel like eventually that clean freak is just gonna like lose their mind. Like, one of you?
Oh, yeah.
After like 2-3 years of just like literally cleaning up after a slob, like you just lose your mind. And they're never picking up the slack. They leave their dishes all over the place, their clothes. They don't do the things you do. Like, you put your clothes and your shoes in a specific spot,
I do.
You know?
I do.
And, like, they don't.
The shoes off, socks off, wherever they walk in the house.
Oh, I wouldn't be able to take it. Well, good luck to you, listener, with whatever you choose to do. I say leave. Mike says leave. But, you know, that's just us.
Yeah, you should leave.
All right, are we ready for the next submission?
Yup.
Okay. Hey, YNBF. My new girlfriend and I are suggesting out-of-the-ordinary things to do for some upcoming dates. I suggested going to some abandoned places we found online that might be haunted. She suggested skydiving. I told her it sounds really fun. While doing my research, I saw that there was a weight limit of 250 pounds. Now I'm crash dieting to drop 10 pounds so I can fall from the sky. Thank you for your submission.
I feel all of that. Every last ounce of that.
Would you crash diet so you could impress your date?
This has happened to me before.
Really?
Back in the day, probably about 10 years plus ago. Yeah. I mean, the friends wanted to go skydiving. So I looked up the information to see, who thinks you could possibly be too fat for gravity? I mean, I don't know.
I don't really.
Yeah, so.
It makes a lot of sense.
Looked it up, saw it, and then I quickly came up with some, oh, I have a family event that day, guys. I came out, oh, damn it. I'll catch up with you guys afterwards. Let me know how it is. And, yeah. But yeah, But yeah, if I could have, I would have crash dieted. I'd have been afraid. I'd have been afraid to go there and go 251, and then like you're just sitting there on the bench.
Like, do you think if I take a dump and do enough jumping jacks right now, I could get this down?
Like, you shave my ass and my hair. Like, I'll do whatever I have to do.
Just I don't think I had everything out of my pockets.
There you go.
That's what I think it was.
You were naked. Yeah.
It's like sometimes I.
Yeah. You got me. But yeah, that would be devastating. Like, first of all, are you dropping the weight? Are you gonna try to?
10 pounds in a week? It's not gonna happen. And I hate to break it to you, listener, that's not happening.
I've seen UFC fighters do it.
UFC fighters. 10 pounds for a regular person in a week? I'd bet you $50 you can lose 10 pounds in a week.
Not
$50.
Not healthy.
I still don't think you could lose 50 pounds in a week.
10 pounds in a week?
Or, I'm sorry, yeah, 10 pounds in a week for $50.
Just a whole bunch of skinny tea and, like, running.
No.
I feel like you could do it.
You ain't doing it. I'm saying you. I'm putting money on you.
If you lower it from 50 to 10,
mm-hmm.
I'd probably try it.
Well, I'm saying 10 pounds in a week.
Yeah, I'd say I'd try it. I don't want to pay you $50. If you dropped it to 10.
So you know you're going to lose.
It feels, like, very unhealthy, but I'd try it.
You're not going to lose 10 pounds in a week.
I can do it.
You're not losing 10 pounds in a week. You're not doing it.
You just take a laxative and only drink water.
Oh, so now you're really cheating.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Well, I'm not living a healthy lifestyle to drop 10 pounds in a week.
If you want to do that for $10, then let's do it for $10. You know what? I will bet you $10 you cannot lose.
My organs might shut down for this. I'm not going to do it. This is stupid. Why are you trying to... Don't egg this on.
I didn't suggest laxatives. I did not suggest skinny tea.
I said skin. Oh, okay.
Yeah. I didn't suggest any of that. All I said was, you can't do it. You took it as a challenge. No one challenged you.
That's the best part of me.
Well, if that's the best part, Michael, then you might want to rethink yourself.
I'm up for anything.
Okay, $10 says you can't lose 10 pounds in a week. However, you choose to do it.
Liposuction.
However you choose to lose 10 pounds in a week, $10 says you can't.
I saw this thing where they freeze your tummy and then, like...
I saw that, too.
And then your, like, poopy cells, like, they, like, die. Mm-hmm. All your fat goes away.
Mm-hmm.
Is it true?
Yeah, and then what happens is if you gain weight again, you can't gain weight in your normal fatty spots, so then the weight goes to different parts of your, like, body, and it looks really weird.
Really?
Yep.
So can you concentrate that to, like, an ass?
That's a good idea. I don't know. You'd have to, like, literally kill all the fat cells on the rest of your body.
I think we could do that.
I guess.
Straight to your dong?
Oh. It's actually not a bad idea.
Oh, man.
I mean, you just said.
Yeah, Botox, they do that, right?
I don't know how Botox works.
Botox, I think it kills some nerves in your wherever you are, so you can't sweat from there anymore.
Oh.
So people do that with their forehead and their underarms, and I don't know where your sweat goes.
Wait, so the sweat is what causes you to, like, why would you put Botox so you don't sweat anymore?
Just so you, like, if you have, like, crazy sweaty armpits,
mm-hmm.
if you get Botox in your armpits won't, like, stain your shirts anymore.
Oh.
Yeah.
I didn't know this was a thing.
Oh, yeah. I think it's a side effect of Botox, but I think it does happen, yes.
Huh. I had no idea.
Yeah. Do you have sweaty armpits?
Not terribly.
Okay.
I mean, it's manageable.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, me too.
But then again, my t-shirts aren't, like, up in my armpits either, so.
Oh, so you don't wear them tight.
No.
Why not?
And when I do, it does, I do sweat them up.
Mm.
Not enough to get Botox in my armpits, though.
Yeah, if you can't see the sweat stain, like, when your arms are down, then you're good. You're fine.
Well, you just have to wear black t-shirts. I mean, really. Can't wear white.
But white looks so crispy.
I know. Doesn't it, though, on a nice summer day?
Mm-hmm.
So nice. So that $10 bet, though.
No, that's not going to happen.
Oh.
I thought better of it.
What, because you know you can't lose 10 pounds in a week, right?
No. Oh, you're egging me on. I love it. But no, I just feel like it's
I just want you to admit that you can't lose 10 pounds in a week.
I could. And it'd be
I can
easy
humbly
peasy.
Say, oh my God, I can humbly say I wouldn't lose 10 pounds in a week.
Yes, but you're
it would
smaller.
Be near impossible. It'd be near impossible.
I'm a big boy.
It doesn't matter. If you're not dropping no 10 pounds in a week. 10 pounds in a week? People try and do that in a month.
I can do it. I can do it in a week.
People try and lose 10 pounds in a month. This is how you were right before you were humbled by an egg. By like a 30-cent egg. You were humbled.
I think it was less than 30 cents.
It could have been. So if you can just admit
mm-hmm.
that you can't lose 10 pounds in a week. In 7 days, you can't lose 10 pounds.
I could.
How much money do I need to put down?
There has to be a sliding scale.
No.
There has to be.
What?
If you're so confident, if I put up 10, you got to put up 100.
No, that's ridiculous.
No,
you should be
so
as confident in yourself.
It. No, that's not true.
No. Yes, 100%, because you are the better.
I can't do it probably.
What? But say it again?
I said I can't do it probably.
That's not what you said before, but that's what you're saying now, and we love to hear it.
Well, the window's open, though.
I'll let it go.
I can do
if
it.
If you can just say... If you could just say, I can't lose 10 pounds in a week, I'll drop this whole bet. Because I can admit I can't.
I can do it in 6 days.
Give me four.
Yeah.
Okay. We'll deal with your ego later.
Yes, we will. I'm going to research skinny tea and we'll see what's up.
I don't even know what skinny tea is.
It's just laxative in tea form.
Wow.
It doesn't make you
wow,
think like
wow,
you're
wow,
being
wow,
healthy,
wow,
but
wow.
You just paint the toilet bowl like 3-4 times a day and go about your business.
Wow.
Yeah, if I just ate salad and drank that, oh yeah.
You're not making it 7 days doing that. You're not doing it.
It's a very obtainable goal.
You cannot lose 7 pounds. I mean, 10 pounds in a week.
Oh my God.
You can't do it.
Let me sleep on it. Let me pray on this. I'll be
yeah,
back.
Yeah, talk to the Lord. Get his opinion. Because you can't fucking do it. Oh, now what was the submission?
Skydiving.
Oh, that's yes. Right, our poor listener. They're trying to lose 10 pounds in a week. That's where this
yeah.
all started.
For dating.
And now, listener, do you have a game plan on if you don't lose the weight and you still go skydiving? Like maybe you should have like a date plan B just in case?
I'd already have it covered.
Yeah. Like, okay, so what would you do as a plan B?
Put a nail into your right rear tire.
Are you...
On your way there, you get a flat tire, you miss your appointment, and then you have to reschedule for later. Doesn't work out.
Really?
I don't want to be embarrassed.
So you're going to buy a brand new tire. It's going to cost you probably more than the skydiving was about to cost you.
Patch it. $25.
You hope you can patch it if you put it in the right spot.
I will.
I'm going to watch four YouTube videos,
yep.
And I'm going to figure it out.
Right in the sidewall. Good to go.
I don't think you're supposed to put it in the sidewall.
I don't know much. Maybe in the tread. Damn. I'm putting holes in my tires to avoid embarrassment. I don't research anything.
I think if it goes in the sidewall, that's when you can't patch it.
Oh.
I think it has to be in the tread
well,
for them to patch
it. In the tread, it shall go.
Okay. And if it doesn't let out all the air by the time you get there? You know, you could just lie and say you got a tire, like a nail in your tire.
But what if I'm picking her up and she says, well, let's do something else then?
You could just lie and say you got a nail in your tire.
All right, I'll just come pick you up then.
Okay.
I'm afraid you're going to get one in your tire, too. Roughly the same spot.
They've been doing construction like crazy. Yeah, you wouldn't really. Believe this. Oh, so your biggest thing is... Yeah, so why don't you... Because that same thing could happen, too, even if you did stick a nail in your tire.
Mm-hmm.
She could still come and get you. That's always an option.
It's such a fresh relationship. And it's not like she doesn't know you're a bigger boy, because mm-hmm. clearly you're a bigger boy.
That's another option. Why don't you just be honest and say, I think I might be too big for this, and kind of lean into it.
Just own it?
Yeah, just own it. That's probably what I would do.
Really?
I'd be like, hey, listen, I think I'm a few pounds over the weight limit. Ha ha ha. And then immediately suggest something else.
A buffet, perhaps.
Trying to get to a solid 270.
There you go.
I'm at 263. I don't like odd numbers.
Oh, man. That,
You want to just lean into it? Isn't that the best way to handle it?
What happened if it's like a hottie?
Because, you know, eventually she's going to want to do it again. So at least you're kind of like crossing this off the list of like things you can't do.
But I don't need to cross it off. I just need to punt it further down the road.
Okay. So then say that. Like, listen, I think I'm a little too big for this right now. Thank goodness I've been going to the gym lately. Maybe in a month I'll be able to take you. How about for now, we go to an all-you-can-eat Pizza Hut.
Oh, put a hurtin' on that.
And, you know, we get to work on those cheesy sticks.
Mm.
Right? That's not the worst. That's how I would probably try and handle it.
I hope she'd be cool with it, but what if she's, like, embarrassed?
Why would she be embarrassed?
I don't know. Like, her friend's like, oh, you guys go, you and Mike go skydiving? Nah.
No, he's trying to lose weight. We'll probably go in a month. Like, I don't see the big deal, yeah.
That sounds so much worse than what you're
Does it?
Casually saying.
Does it?
Yes.
What, like, what is there to say?
Like, no, we decided against it. Just don't mention the weight.
Oh, okay. I thought this was, like, a best friend conversation. Like, if I was telling you about something, I would tell you the truth.
Yeah, you tell me the truth, and then I would tell you how hilarious it is
afterwards. Aw, that's mean.
Mm.
And I tell you it's mean.
And I'd be
and
like,
I tell you they're trying to lose weight, and then... You know, when they do, we'll go.
Then I would look up to see the weight limit and then go, damn, he's more than that? Yeah.
All right.
Sorry.
Who the fuck am I?
She, yes. I said, damn, you cool with that? That's on top of you?
Wow.
Yeah.
So you're just a bad friend.
Aren't all friends bad?
No. No.
I've never met one good friend in my life.
You got bad friends.
If your friend doesn't shit on you a little bit before they build you up, then they're not your good friend.
I agree. But to an extent, you can't be shitting on a person I like.
That's
fucked up, especially on their weight. It'd be different if they did something stupid.
So if they were stupid, it's fine.
I'm saying if they did something stupid.
Okay.
Like,
go ahead.
You could shit on them if in our first listener,
mm-hmm.
where they're saying, like, if I come to you and I'm like, yeah, she's been lying to me, like, dead cold to my face, and I don't really know how to take it,
mm-hmm.
then you could talk shit. But if it's because it's like, oh yeah, like she's over the weight limit, so we're gonna wait, and probably in like a month or so we're gonna see, we're gonna go again,
mm-hmm.
and you're like, you and that fat bitch are gonna bring that plane down like Hiroshima.
Yeah, exactly. You, like, and that husky broad gonna be dangling over Minneapolis. No thank you. No,
like, that would be fucked up. Do you see the difference? You see no difference. And I know you see no difference.
Yeah. It's looking pretty similar to me.
And that's unfortunate, but I understand that.
Okay.
You know, and that's why we give two different perspectives.
Okay, how about this? I'm there, like, oh, Mike, where's your girlfriend? Like, oh, she's... No, she got some car issues. Unfortunately, she put some vinegar in her her wipers, and, I mean, it didn't really work out for her. Now she has to take it to a mechanic and explain why her... car smells like a Blimpies. Well, I mean, that's my boo. And that's it? And you're just going to sit there and be like, oh, right on. And that didn't work?
Well, I see where she was going with it.
Yeah, really. Did she put oil on after the vinegar? I mean, it's a great combo outside. Might be good inside. Might be good inside.
Whew.
And you're just going to sit there and be okay with that?
I'll probably ask a few questions before I start judging.
Okay. And is there oregano on the windshield? No. That's odd.
Like, you know, I mean, I'm going to ask you, why did they do that? Have they done that before? Why is the mechanic involved? How bad was the damage? How long have you been together?
Yes, exactly. So no insults.
Not yet. Not at the jump. No.
You're a very kind person then.
Yeah, I try. You can't just go shitting on people.
Your ass needs to be open to shit on anybody who comes in.
Your ass needs to be open.
Yes.
To shit on anybody.
Yes.
That's good. That's a good little jewel of wisdom for a toxic person.
I can't believe you guys don't shit on each other. You and your brothers, all your good friends. It's not just like a fuck you session. And then...
I mean, not if the support needs to be there.
I mean,
like, we do, like, we rib each other, but there's a line between just being cruel and good fun. I don't think you know where the line is.
I've
seen you, like, throw parties over the line.
Yes. I mean, like... my one friend, I haven't talked to him in probably 6 months. Uh-huh. I saw on Facebook that his mother-in-law posted a picture, and she was looking gross. So I screenshotted it and sent it to him and said, your future's looking pretty bleak, buddy. Oh. And he's like, this is the first thing you said to me in months. And I said, yep. And then that was
wow.
it.
Wow. So you understand. He didn't take that so great.
Well, I'll find out in 6 months. it was his son's birthday.
Oh, my God.
That was why the picture was up, because they were holding the son. I cropped the son out of it.
Jesus.
What can I... Okay.
Whew. All right. Do you have any closing advice for this listener?
Okay. Who messaged? Oh, it's the heavy gentleman.
Yes, for a date.
Yes. Just, you know what? Keep living life.
Okay.
You weren't meant to fall from the sky.
You're not going to tell them to lose 10 pounds in a week, that they could do it right on, that they could do it with ease, they could do it in 4 days?
Body positivity over here.
Mm-hmm. So, but they're messaging us because they're telling us that that's what they're doing. They're crash dieting so they can fall from the sky.
Don't do it for a woman. Don't do it for yourself.
That's good. That's good advice. Excellent advice, Michael. Thank you so much for that.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Because you can't do it for people who... You got to do it for yourself. Mm-hmm. You can't... Don't do it to please other people.
Right.
I've been telling you this the whole day.
You have. You tell me this day in and then day out.
Mm-hmm.
And then you message me randomly throughout the day.
Mm-hmm.
And you say, hey, body positivity.
Mm-hmm.
Right. That happens.
It is. It's because... Okay, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
No, I was done.
No, please. It's no, because...
You took a big inhale and I didn't want to ruin it for you. Sorry.
All right, everyone. Well, that's our show. Thank you so much for tuning in. And we just want to say thank you so much for joining us the past 5 seasons. This is going to be our last episode of this season.
That is correct.
Yes. And we will occasionally pop in, probably do some episodes here and there. We'll be doing some guest spots on some shows, but we won't be coming out every Monday. And we just want to thank everyone who has submitted submissions to us and everyone who's listened to us over these 5 seasons. We love you. We support you. And we will see you in the future.
Bye.
Thanks for listening. Want to be part of the show? Write in at ynbfpodcast@yahoo.com or call us at 707-461-0706. Follow us on Facebook at Your New Best Friends Podcast, Instagram at YNBF Podcast. We can be found on Spotify, Anchor, or wherever you listen to podcasts.